T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mark, as vaccines, the development of these vaccines continues, do you expect that we'll have a COVID vaccine mandate for kids who are eligible in schools?
I think it's probably an inevitability. It's all leaning that way, whether that's my opinion or not. I think that that's the way everything is pointing. Whether that's a good thing or not, I'm not so sure. We have vaccinations that have been mandated for years, and we're having difficulty, at least in Niagara Falls, having kids get those basic vaccinations. So I think it's going that way. I think it's going to pose another difficulty. I think you're going to need to have a lot of very clear directives on exceptions. So I'm hoping that there will be exceptions, and I think it's going that way.
And you said you're not sure if it's a good thing, and a lot of that reason stems from the fact that there's already trouble getting vaccines that are already mandated?
That's right. There are a lot of vaccinations that are mandated, and we're seeing fewer and fewer kids that are totally vaccinated and come in school ready without having some issue about that. So the more you mandate, the more need there becomes for exceptions, lawsuits, and other problems. So every time you mandate something else, it becomes a challenge. So it has to be well thought out, well discussed, well planned, and those exceptions for religion or medical or parent choice have to be completely vetted before it's mandated. I think it's so important that this is not rushed. It's not done immediately. I know there is there's a pandemic that we're still in the midst of, and I understand that. But I think that if we rush this mandate, which I think is inevitable, then we're going to just be setting ourselves up for trouble, and we're going to be pushing kids away from school as we know it.
All right, that pretty much sums up everything that I have, at least on that question. One question I do have, though, however, is what do you think needs to be the next step in terms of COVID in schools? Do you guys need a jumping off point, if you will? I think it was posed by Mike Cornell that way.
Yeah.
At what point do we need to start weaning off of these kind of restrictions?
We absolutely need to start weaning off of these restrictions. It's getting harder and harder to get testing done. We're able to manage what's occurring right now. We need more flexibility in the quarantining procedures. We need more local control, and we need a jumping off point that I totally agree with, that these are handled district by district, internally, and then by parents, because of education is continuing to suffer for this. And once we get to a point, and I think that point is in the very, very near future, we've got to go back to local district control to manage these situations, notify parents, give parents options, and move forward with school. We need to see the end game here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.